Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Russian airlines forced to ground 34 of their 66 Airbus jets. Sanctions placed on Russia by the West have significantly affected its aviation industry, resulting in the suspension of new aircraft and spare parts deliveries from leading manufacturers Boeing and Airbus. Russia's commercial air carriers have suspended operations of more than a half of their Airbus fleets, grounding 34 out of 66 A320neo and A321neo aircraft currently in the country. According to local media reports, the grounding was mainly due to the impact of Western sanctions imposed on Russia. In recent months, Airbus A320neo and A321neo jets have been withdrawn from service owing to challenges in obtaining necessary parts, which has hindered the proper maintenance of their engines, the reports say. Airbus Neo aircraft are fitted with engines produced by the American company Pratt & Whitney, while others are equipped with LEAP-1A engines manufactured by the Franco-American company CFM International. Prior to the imposition of sanctions by the United States, the European Union, and their allies in response to Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, Russia was a significant market for aircraft lessors. These lessors acquired jets from Boeing and Airbus and subsequently leased them to domestic airlines. However, the extensive sanctions have effectively blocked Russian operators from obtaining spare parts and maintenance services from Western suppliers. Media reports indicate that certain aircraft are expected to remain grounded until the onset of the next high season, at which point many planes may be able to resume some operations. Nonetheless, half of the grounded Airbus aircraft are at risk of not returning to service, the reports add. S7, the third largest airline in Russia, has encountered the most substantial challenges. The airline has reportedly grounded 31 out of its 39 A320neo and A321neo aircraft, which are aged between 3 and 7 years. Additionally, the engines on more than 20 of S7's Airbus planes are said to have reached the end of their operational life. Russia's largest airline, Aeroflot, has reportedly been compelled to ground 2 of its 9 Airbus Neo jets, while Ural Airlines has suspended 1 of its 11 aircraft. Additionally, 7 more jets in Russia are currently in operation by Nordwind Airlines, Smartavia, and Northwest Air Company. According to sources, Russia may be forced to begin the mass retirement of Airbus planes in its possession by 2026 if viable maintenance solutions do not become available. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.